person accidentally put food into his mouth without a bracha. So the Mechaber says he should swallow them. We're talking about a type of food that if you spit it out, it'll be disgusting, you won't be able to eat it. So put it on the side of your mouth and make the bracha when it's still in your mouth. So if it's a liquid, you can't do that because you can't talk when it's in part of your mouth. So therefore, according to the Mechaber, you'd rather swallow it. Because you have a liquid in your mouth, you don't have the option to spit it out or put it on the side of your mouth, you'd rather swallow it. That's what the mission. Rua brings from the Mogen Avraham that some say, it's not talking about a case where you don't have anything else to drink, and you need this drink, or you need this quantity of water as part of your drink, then they will not be able to do this. But if you have enough to drink it with air, then you should just spit it out. That is the proper mode of behavior. The proper mode of behavior is to make the bracha. Also a proper thing before making the bracha to stop for a second, pay attention to what I'm making a bracha on, the fact that it was Shvohu who brought me this thing that I'm about to eat now. Because Shvohu has special Hashgach on us, and he's the one who's running the world. The more we treat Hashem as the Melech HaOlam, the more he'll show us as the Ha'il. The Ramah says, Yishom Mivorach, he drank some liquid, and you don't have any more liquid to drink. You don't want to spit it out because that's, you need to drink something, so you'll let it swallow it. According to this opinion, that after you swallow it, you'll let it make the bracha, shakal even vodah. Ah, we know there's a rule that you can't make a bracha after you ate, you have to make it always beforehand. Here, he reminded himself when it was still in his mouth, and the chiyah bracha took effect then, and it's a little bit ugly after Yosef, that it was planned, he really wanted to do it when it was in his mouth, but he wasn't able to do it till he swallowed it. Ramot says that this sounds like a good opinion. But, says the Mishnah Berurah, that most of the places disagree with the Ramot is born. So the bottom line is, once again, don't put anything to your mouth before you make a bracha. If you forgot to make a bracha, something you can put to the side of the mouth, and you can't spit it out, you put to the side of the mouth, something you can remove from your mouth, and still in the position, you can remove from your mouth, remove from your mouth. It's a liquid, but you can't put the two of them. So, then, if you have extra liquid, just spit out that liquid and use the other liquid. But if you need to drink also, or only that liquid which you drank, you let it swallow it. And the mice are not to make a bracha yishoyna, but to make a bracha achoyna. Thank Hashem for the fact that you got the food even though you didn't make the bracha beforehand. Maybe make the bracha with extra kavona. Make up a little bit for the lack of kavona, the bracha yishoyna. If you'd only, Hashem said, everything's great. If we pay attention to the 100 brothers we make a day, everybody would have the most pleasant life. They would always be calm, peaceful, never upset. It's worth putting some effort into a better quality of life.